Getting off drugs is a challenge, to say the least. What comes after detox can be just as difficult. With the state's growing opioid epidemic, many areas don't have enough long-term treatment centers. As Illinois Newsroom Steph Whiteside reports, community groups in some parts of Illinois are stepping in to fill the gaps.
My brother, I was in jail, and my brother got arrested. He was in there about 4 months, and Danny shot up heroin. More or less, it was OxyContin.
Lauren Owen spent 20 years in and out of prison thanks to addiction. He's clean now, but he says the lack of resources leads to many people staying addicted or overdosing.
He did 4 months, and he was in there. While he was in there, he was trying to get help. He was wanting to go to rehab when he left there. Well, they ended up just giving probation or something. He didn't make it 2 days, and he was found in an alley. You know, I mean, people are dying left and right. People looking for help all the time. Like, I can't help them.
The first step is getting off the drug. Withdrawal symptoms for opioids can last up to a month. A detox facility can help, but only if there's a bed available. And the work doesn't stop when detox is over. Lauren points out another big problem where he lives in southern Illinois, the lack of resources for those who do manage to stop using. Like many rural areas with few jobs and few places to go, it's easy for people to fall back with the same friends and habits they had while using. Substance abuse counselor Sherry Gibbons calls it
people, places, things, you know, all of that stuff that brought them in. They have to turn their mind and just get away from that.
Sherry is a counselor with Centerstone, which provides behavioral health services in the Midwest. She's one of the folks on the front lines of the opioid epidemic in Illinois, which is only getting worse. In 2017, the CDC reported a 66% increase in opioid overdoses in the state. She describes addiction like this.
Imagine a tornado coming through, destroying everything, your home, all of your belongings, and your life so unmanageable, and you just look around and you don't know where to start.
Places like Centerstone can help, but there are only 43 state-licensed facilities in the entire state that offer long-term residential treatment. That means many counties don't have a single long-term rehab facility. Drugs like heroin and prescription painkillers actually change the pathways in a person's brain. Decision-making, problem-solving, and memory are just a few of the areas that can be changed. Patients have to relearn these skills.
Your desserts are coming out momentarily. They're working on scooping it out right now.
Community organizations like Heron House of Hope can help. The Soup Kitchen, which has served up over 140,000 meals in 6 years, offers job training, meals, and support for people starting over after incarceration or addiction.
We are just trying not to be the ministry where we just put a Band-Aid over a wound. We really want to get in there with peroxide and alcohol and really, really help someone be successful.
Volunteers who have attended the GED program can work in the soup kitchen and learn food service skills while studying for the Illinois Food Safety Sanitation License. That license can open the door to jobs. But many communities lack that kind of support system. In Franklin County, Lauren Owen wants to change that. He wants
a dedicated, experienced support team, and not people that come out of school and stuff either. I'm talking people that are uniquely certified, qualified, because they lived it.
His dream is called Operation Archangel Army, and he's working with local groups on grants to build a facility that can offer classes and training for people, as well as a safe and sober place to hang out. That, Counselor Sherry Gibbons agrees, is critical. People can't recover from addiction on their own.
And they're just going to go right back to that old habits and those old behaviors that the community doesn't rally to support them and get them on their feet. I mean, if you want them to change, then you have to show them the change.
I'm Steph Whiteside, Illinois Newsroom.